Fads come and go, and nowhere more than in the world of weight loss. That's why Noom's weight management programs are made to last. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
And welcome back, everybody, to another episode of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Friday, July 23rd edition. Getting a little late start tonight because I had to stay and watch the rest of that Giants comeback win over the Doyers. God dang, it's good this season. It's really fun. But hope you guys had a good Thursday night. Lots of good pitching out there. Not a ton of hitting. So it was kind of a pitching-dominated slate. You had to get the right power bats out of Atlanta and a few other spots to really make it happen. You can find me on Twitter at BDIntric. If you have any questions, I'm on Twitter or in the Fantasy DJ Slack chat pretty regularly. So come check out the good stuff there. Also, if you like to see my written content, it's at rotoballer.com Monday through Friday. On Friday, I have the premium values article coming out for your DFS content. If you'd like to become a premium member, use promo code Bubba to get you an extra 10% off the rest of the baseball season. And the baseball season gets you season long and DFS all wrapped into one. So get the good stuff over there at rotoballer.com. If you give it a rating and review on iTunes for the podcast, I would truly appreciate it. It's MLB DFS Quick Hits. Also, if you like season-long fantasy baseball, Benched with Bubba recorded a new episode, episode 387, on Thursday with Ryan Roof of rotowire.com. He's their bullpen guy. So we talked about some upcoming situations with trades and whatnot to look for relievers. Ironically, we did not talk about the Dodgers because of Kenley Jansen, but yeah, that'll be a fun one to talk about there. And lastly, if you like DFS and you like making prop picks, check out Prize Picks in the App Store. Download Prize Picks. It's a great way to do it. It has all kinds of sports. You can mix and match two to five different picks, all kinds of fun stuff there. So check out Prize Picks. Use promo code Bubba when you create your account, and you'll get a first-time deposit bonus up to $100 in Prize Picks. All right, 14-game slate for you on a Friday. Pretty good pitching, pretty good hitting. It's like a little mix and match of both on this slate. Let's talk about those pictures. You got Garrett Cole at $10,000 at the Boston Red Sox. Cole seems to have figured things out of late. Back-to-back outstanding start, 6 innings, 1 earned, 11 Ks against Boston, 9 shutout innings at 12 Ks against Houston, his last two starts. So things look to be going in the right direction for Garrett Cole. The Red Sox bats were ice cold on Thursday night. And, you know, if they go off on Cole, that's fine. Big slate. I'm not getting cute with it. I think Cole's a good play at 10,000. Not one of my favorite plays because I respect Boston enough, but I think Cole at 10,000 is a great play. You know, back in the day, we'd be getting him for 11 plus. So 10,000 could be a discount in this matchup in Boston. Like, personally, I'd rather have Freddie Peralta at $9,900 at home against the Chicago White Sox team that will not have a DH, of course. You got Peralta going 5-plus innings in most starts. He's got 6 or more Ks in pretty much every start. Now you get a White Sox offense losing their DH, as well as a team that strikes out almost 21% of the time over the last month versus right-handed pitching. They are hitting great, though. 290, 245 ISO, 146 WRC+. The bats are legit. There's no doubt about it, but Freddie Peralta is pretty, pretty solid. And I think personally most might go to Cole, so you get a discount on one Freddie Peralta. So I think Freddie at 99 is a very, very strong play. No problem if you want to go to Cole, but I like Peralta. You can also go to Zach Wheeler at 98 at home against Atlanta, an Atlanta Braves team that had the one big inning versus Matt Moore, grand slam for Swanson, home run for Arcia. And then the bullpen kind of shut the Braves down. We've seen that with the Braves bats lately. They've been pretty, pretty cold. And now you get Wheeler walking into town with his big-time strikeout stuff, 6 or more Ks in almost every start. He's going 6 or more innings in almost every start, limiting the damage. Last time he faced Atlanta, 8 shutout with 12 Ks for almost 40 DK points. He's pitched really well against them all season. He's been outstanding this year. A little bit up and down the last 4 or 5 starts, but still very, very solid. And it's an Atlanta team striking out about 24% of the time versus right-handed pitching. So you got these three guys up top with Cole, Peralta, and Wheeler. All phenomenal plays. I like Peralta kind of in the middle ground there as the one I like the most. No problem with Cole Wheeler as well. Last guy in the 9K and above range, you got Lucas Giolito, $9,600 at Milwaukee Brewers. And Gio figured it out. It looked like his last start as well. 9 innings, 1 earned, 8 Ks against the Houston Astros. The strikeouts have been there the last few starts, 8 and 9 Ks, limiting the damage, just getting deeper in the games. He only went 5 in the third, 5 innings, 6 innings, 6 innings. Going that 9 innings was huge. He's still going like 100 pitches every start. So that's going strong. But it looks like he maybe got it going. He's still been kind of up and down, though. So that's why I'm not all in on Gio. Still think he's a great play. Going up against Milwaukee, a team striking out over 25% of the time versus right-handed pitching. They're hitting 257, though, with a 117 ISO. I mean, WRC plus. So they got that going for him. But Gio could be that contrarian play as he doesn't get a ton of action play on this slate because most people will pay for Cole, Wheeler, Peralta. Gio might get kind of overlooked on this one. Maybe. We'll see. Maybe things change on the ownership play, but that's kind of the way I see it. I think most just pay for Cole at 10,000 after what he's done the last two starts. And you can do that if you want. I'm totally cool with that too. But I think Cole is a good play, but I kind of go Peralta, Wheeler, then Gio in that order. I'll probably be overweight on Peralta, hoping we get that big-time performance. If you want the ceiling, though, we know Cole's ceiling's higher than Peralta. But I think Peralta's got the better matchup at home against this White Sox team. If you want to go Tyler Mahle, you can. I'm going to pass on this slate. I'm not going to get cute there. I like Tyler McGill, not paying 9K at home against Toronto. The strikeout upside is there. Just doesn't go super deep in the game because he is striking out, guys. And Toronto's bats are pretty legit. So, like, Mahle and McGill are pitchers I like. Smaller slates I'd be on. If you're building a bunch of lineups, you want to be super contrarian, sure. I'm sticking to that Cole, Peralta, Wheeler, Geo range and mix and match in there. Now, if you want to drop down, though, and get a little different on this one, Frankie Montas is $8,700 at the Seattle Mariners. Now, this is one that stands out. Seattle has got shut down by Manaea tonight. He's had their number so far this year. Montas has been really solid of late. Five or more innings in five, six, seven, eight, and 10 straight starts. He's been effective there. He's given up two earned runs or less in seven of those 10 starts. And the strikeouts have been there, six or more Ks in like six or seven of those starts as well. So he brings a pretty solid floor to the action. Last time he faced Seattle, he had six innings, four hits, but 11 strikeouts to still give him 22 points. Seattle strikes out a ton. Manaea struck out a ton of Seattle Mariners. They're striking out 25% of the time versus righties, the 237 average, 143 ISO, 103 WRC+. Plus. I like what Montas brings to the table at $8,700. So if you want to save some cash, you can definitely go get that one for sure. All right, some other cheap options, though. Erod's one of my favorite plays in this entire slate. $8,300 for Erod. For those that have been listening to me long enough on this show, I've been pounding the table for Erod's bouncing back. Look at the stats. Look at the X stats. Look at all the stuff pointing in the right direction for Erod. He's been outstanding this year, and he's really, really figured it out of late. He's gone five or more innings in five straight starts, three earned runs or less in four of those five starts, and most importantly, five or more Ks in every one of those starts. He's put up 16 or more points in four of the last five starts with 20 or more in three of the five. And now he gets the New York Yankees, who he has went 5 2/3 shutout with eight Ks for 30 points in his last start. He gets this Yankees team with the COVID IL mess, and they just have been absolutely horrific, horrific right now. If you look at that lineup, when they released the lineup after like the third or fourth hitter, it's a AAA team at best. So it's a great spot for Erod. It's a Yankees team that says they're striking out 22% of the time over the last month. You start taking out, there's no Judge. There's a lot of guys missing that lineup. So Erod at 83, I think, is a gift of a price. So I'm a big, big fan of that. You can pair him up with any of the guys up top. There's plenty of value bats. Or you can pair him up with Montas and have a field day. So I think Erod at 83 is one of the best plays price per dollar on this slate. Alex Cobb at 79, I'm a big fan of. He's been a quality start machine of late. Discounted price tag here. He's put up 18 or more points in four of his last five starts. Going up against a Minnesota team that's cruiseless now. Kirilov's out for the year. They're going to keep trading pieces. Striking out over 21% of the time versus right-handed pitching, 90 WRC plus over the last month. I think Cobb at 79 is a very nice price tag. You can go to Kikuchi if you want at 78. He struggled of late, but I like his upside against an Oakland team that you can't expose. They're striking out only 20% of the time versus left-handed pitching, but only hitting 193 with a 118 ISO and a 63 WRC+. Plus. So they're not striking out a ton versus lefties, but they're not doing any damage at all either. So Kikuchi could be a nice contrarian play at 7,800. Other than that, not too much down below I like at this point in time. Wiley Peralta's been good, but no strikeouts. He's 65. If you have to go there, you can, but he's not striking anybody out. So at this point in time, it's pretty much Cobb and Kikuchi area and up. You'll get plenty of discounts with your bats in this lineup. So Cole, Peralta, Wheeler, Geo up top. I prefer Peralta to be a little different. Cole's a great play. Montas is okay. Love Erod. And then Cobb and Kikuchi as you go down the price range a little bit more. Josh Byers says he doesn't have Twitter, but the Slack chat on Twitter, or is it it's its own thing? I just need your email and I can send you a link to the Slack chat, Josh, and I can take care of you there. Looking at the bats on this 14-game slate. One second. Excuse me. All right. Catcher's position on this slate. There's going to be a loaded slate, 14 games. Like, Posey's up to 5K. It's tough to pay that price, but it's a good spot versus Cool. I'd honestly rather pay $4,600 for Max Stassi versus J.A. Happ or $4,500 for Eric Haas versus Bubik than pay for Posey. I think Stassi and Haas both have massive home run upside against Happ and Bubik in this slate. So they got that going for them. I like that quite a bit, actually. If you're saving some cash, you can go down to like James McCann versus Steven Matz at 36. The Mets are live in this one for sure. Francisco Mejia, I talked about how he's been hitting, got you a triple, got you another double-digit fantasy night on Thursday. He's 35 versus Plesac. Plesac pitching to a ton of contact. So Mejia at 35 is a nice value for you. Other than that, though, you can slide on down. You will find discounts here and there. If like Kurt Suzuki starts over Stassi for some reason, he's 3K. That's a good spot. I pray it's Stassi because that's a magnificent spot for him. But like, one of your better values, Pedro Severino. We love him versus lefties. He gets the gas can known as Patrick Corbin at $2,800. Austin Nola is back for San Diego. He's 27 versus Thompson. If you want to go that way also. And then Williams Astudillo is going to get some more action with Cruz out. He's only $2,600 versus Cobb. I like Cobb, but 26 for Astudillo is good. If McCann gets the day off, Thomas Nito is only 24 for the Mets as well. So he's a nice discount for you, too. All right, first base position on this slate. Shohei's always in play. Olsen's fine. I think Max Muncy is due for home runs coming. Chichi Gonzalez is a great time to try to get one. But like Pete Alonso at 58, a really good spot. The Mets versus Steven Matz is great. Don't mind Goldie in Great American Small Park. Goldie continues to rake right now. He's 5,600. But if you want to save some money, you can get down here. Like Trey Boo Boo is only 52. Obviously, it's not saving a ton, but when the top guy's 6K, it is. He gets Patrick Corbin in Baltimore, so I think that's a phenomenal spot for him in that one. So you can definitely have some fun there with Trey Boo Boo at 5,200. Going below 5K, though, Joey Votto at 49 versus LeBlanc. Love Cincinnati against LeBlanc on this slate. Great American Small Park, bad pitcher. Votto at 49, lefty, don't care. I think it's a really good spot for him. We know Yuli Gurriel loves facing lefties. He's 46 versus Allard. So that's a good place there. Cronenworth 44 against Thompson. Not a bad look as well. We got Josh Bell if you're going against the Washington-Baltimore game's got a total over 10. Josh Bell against Jorge Lopez at 4K is a nice value if you're stacking up Washington. Middle of the order bat, 4K to go with your expensive Soto, your expensive Trey Turner. But there's tons of other discounts in that lineup, which we'll talk about later. But Josh Bell at 4K is good. If you don't go Trey Boo Boo, it's the problem with Baltimore. You got to pick between a $5,200 Trey Boo Boo or a $3,800 Ryan Mountcastle. Both great plays. Both really good plays. I prefer Trey Boo Boo, but I know if you can't afford them, nothing wrong with Mountcastle. Nothing wrong at all. So both are in play against Corbin. We love attacking Corbin, and Baltimore does bring some nice value on this slate. A few other ones here. Like Odorizzi's been a mess. If you want to get really cute tonight, Texas will be virtually unowned. Nate Lowe is 3,500. If you want to go that direction, you can. Not sure you need to on a 14-game slate, but it's in play. Like, I'd rather go Lamont Wade Jr. at only $2,900. He's got a discount. He's $2,900 versus Chad Kuhl. Wade had the big two-run knock on Thursday night, had a double and a stolen base in his first at-bat. So he had a monster game on Thursday. He's been playing great. Leaves off versus righties. $2,900 versus Chad Kuhl. Really good spot there for Lamont Wade Jr. if you want to save some cash on this slate. And then lastly, my normal cash guy, Pittsburgh, Mr. Nagowski himself, $2,300 versus Cueto. I think I'd rather have Wade in this one, but if you need to save $600, it's a good discount. And then I mentioned it on Thursday, Jerks and Profar still dirt cheap. If you want to get some San Diego action and you want to get some low-owned plays in the stack, well, Profar is your guy at basically free. Second base, Muncy yet again, Chris Taylor, both great plays. Dodgers are a phenomenal stack for Chichi Gonzalez. There's zero wrong with playing the Dodgers on Friday night. If you want to attack Wiley Peralta, you got Whit Merrifield's fine. But Jose Altuve is probably my favorite second baseman on the slate. The dude just continues to hit everything right now. He's $5,300 versus Allard. It's tough to pass up that. I know it's an expensive price tag, but he's hitting with power. He's hitting for average. He's doing it all. Regardless if the Astros perform that night, he's still performing. So he's $5,300. He obviously didn't get the tattoo he said he did, so maybe he's got some buzzers going again. I don't know. But Altuve at 53 is very strong. Detroit is one of the better values on this slate, going up with Chris Bubik, who we know has been very, very ineffective this year. So Jonathan Scope at 49 is a very good play if you're stacking up Detroit. If you're like getting one-offs from Detroit, I want the value a little more. If you're stacking up, you definitely put some Jonathan Scope in those lineups. If you are attacking Alex Cobb, Jorge Polanco's in play, it's just hard to attack anybody with the Minnesota stack now as they're just getting worse and worse and worse. Some other plays down here. Jonathan India at 45 is phenomenal versus Wade LeBlanc, especially if you're stacking up Cincinnati. If you're stacking up the Angels, David Fletcher at 45 is a great price tag as well. I prefer India in Great American Small Park, but Fletcher against J.A. Happ does not stink as well. Brandon Lau against Plesac at 44 definitely has some legs. We like Lau versus righties. He hit the ball well on Thursday night. Plesac pitches to a ton of contact, so that's a good spot. Same with Joey Wendell at 41, except Wendell's second base, third base, where Lau is second base outfield, so you can get them both in your lineups if you really want to attack that situation. A few others for you as you slide on down the list here. Adam Frazier's only 39 versus Cueto if you're stacking up Pittsburgh. Ozzie Albies, 38 versus Wheeler. Not looking to attack Wheeler, but not bad if you want to get weird with some Albies at a discount. Brendan Rodgers, 35 versus David Price. If you want to attack that, you can. Probably not going to any Rockies, to be honest with you, even though I don't know. I think Price goes deep. Just not look on a 14-game slate. Don't think you need to. Like for Washington, I'd rather have, instead of going to a Hampson or a Rodgers for Colorado, go to $3,200 Alcides Escobar in a stack for Washington versus Lopez. That's an angle I'd rather go to. Or Harold Castro at $2,900 versus Bubik. Castro's been swinging it really, really well. So that's an angle you can go to as well if you want to save a few dollars at the second base position, especially if you're stacking things up. That is a good approach on this slate. Third base position for you here. We got Turner's back. Arenado went deep again on Thursday. So like the big dogs are there. Mention Machado at 54. My free DraftKings article on Thursday wrote about Machado and just how insanely hot he's been lately. All of his numbers just jumping off the page. So he's not bad. J-Ram got a stolen base for you on Thursday night. So he's in play versus Fleming at 52 with his switch hitting ability. Probably one of the better plays in the 5K and above would be J-Ram versus Fleming and company. So don't mind that one at all. And then dropping down below 5K, Yandy Diaz is heating up, went deep again on Thursday. He's 47. Yoan Moncada, I'm not going against Freddie Peralta, though. So Yandy Diaz at 47, we can do that. I think J.D. Davis at 45 is a great GPP play. Get Steven Matz. We know Davis has that power, especially versus left-handed pitching. So I think Davis at 45 is a really nice one there versus Matz. That Candelario in your Detroit stacks, I prefer Davis over Candy, but both are in play for you there. Going down cheaper, Cabrian Hayes versus Cueto is not bad at 42, but Wilmer Flores is still only $4,200, continues to rake. So we like some Wilmer at 42. Mentioned Joey Wendell already at 41 in his matchup. Dropping below 4K now. Kevin Biggio is only 34. Like I like McGill a ton. He does give up a home run from start to start, and he won't go deep in the game. So if you want to get weird with a Biggio at 34 to get some Toronto exposure, you can. Not one of my favorite plays, but he still had a super discount, so like I got to mention the guy. If you're going in on Kansas City, Hunter Dozier at 31 is a great value. Hitting 371 over his last 10 games. His OBP through the roof, almost 500 because he's walking a ton. But he also has four extra base hits over his last 10 games. Slowly getting things going for Hunter Dozier. He's $3,100. Peralta pitches to a ton of contact. So Dozier at 31 could be a sneaky nice value on this slate. Mitchell Williams lost a deal earlier at 26 as well as a nice value for you. Shortstop position always gets a tease, but Trey Turner at 57 is in a great spot versus Jorge Lopez. Like that one a lot. Mr. Chris Taylor earlier in a good spot for you as well. Going below 5K, though, could go Bobuchet if you want. Carlos Correa versus Allard could be interesting. Correa's been pretty cold of late, but could be a nice bounce-back spot there versus Colby Allard. Shortstop's not as great as it once was, at least not on this slate. A lot of good pitching kind of negates some of the big studs that I'm not really to take a chance on. So Gleyber Torres at 32, I love E-Rod, but you know, Zach Short has been crushing a couple homers over the last few nights. Zach Short at $3,200 is a very nice value for Detroit. Very, very nice value. Harold Castro is 29, talked about him earlier. Luis Garcia, probably not playing, so I don't have to worry about him. But that Zach Short price at 32 is quite interesting. He's really getting it going of late for the Detroit Tigers. He'd be a guy to keep an eye on. Otherwise, you're going to pay up for some of the more steady producers that we're used to seeing, like the Correas, the Bichettes, the Chris Taylors, the Trey Turners, that kind of stuff. Outfield will be loaded on this slate. Otani's in play. It's a great spot for Juan Soto at 56. That's a discount. Like, you have Betts at 67, Otani at 65. The next outfielder is Soto at 56. He's $900 less than Shohei Otani. That is wild, folks. Absolutely wild. So I love Soto at 56. That's a great, great play. Bryce Harper is a great play as well, but give me Soto at 56 all day long. Jordan Alvarez at 52 to be contrarian, but I don't think you need to go there. Rosarena had a disappointing Thursday. I don't mind going back to him at 49, hopefully lower owned against Plesac and his pitch to contact abilities. You got Winker versus a lefty in Great American. Not as ideal as you'd hope for. But like Joey Gallo at 45, like that quite a bit against Odorizzi. In his situation there, AJ Pollock's only 44 in a good spot versus Chichi. Mentioned Brandon Lau earlier. Nimmo's lefty-lefty, but hopefully Mets doesn't go too long. So if you're stacking the Mets up, that could be interesting for you. Dom Smith the same way at 41. Yastrzemski's only 41 versus Chad Kuhl. That's a discount for guys hitting the ball very, very well. And then Franmil Reyes, only 41, is a phenomenal GPP play. The power is always there for Franmil. So Yastrzemski and Reyes both at $4,100 are some nice price points for some power upside at the outfield position. Going below 4K, though, at 4K, Kyle Tucker. Love him at 4K because he continues to rake lefty-righty. Does not matter for Kyle Tucker right now. Going below 4K, though, Max Kepler at 39, it's okay. But like Brian Reynolds at 38, like that one quite a bit. Austin Meadows only 38 versus Plesac, and his pitch to contact is outstanding. So you're getting some discounts here in the outfield, as we talked about earlier. Robbie Grossman's showing some power of late. He's 37 versus Bubik. Trent Grisham's only 36 versus Thompson. That's a great price point. McCutcheon's only 36 if you want to challenge Freed. It's dicey, but you can. Going down farther now, you got the likes of Akil Badu's only 35. His price actually coming up, which is interesting. Dylan Carlson went deep on Thursday. He's leading off for St. Louis. He's $3,400 in Great American Small Park. Don't hate that at all. Conforto's only 34. It is lefty-lefty, but again, hopefully Mass doesn't go too long. Makes that one a little more productive. Justin Upton is back from the IL. He came back on Thursday. He's $3,300 for the gas can of J.A. Happ. So that Upton is a great GPP value at $3,300. Some other ones for you as we get farther down the 3K into the 2K price. Like Steven Duggar's 31 versus Kuhl. If you're stacking the Giants, yes, there's better values than Duggar. But if you're stacking the Giants, he should be in your stacks as a value play in that regard. Going below 3K, Alex Dickerson, same with Duggar. He's $2,900. Just remember, like, Duggar usually doesn't get subbed out. Dickerson does, though, if there's some pitching changes. So keep that in mind in those matchups. Like Gregory Polanco is a tournament play at 28. Jorge Soler's heating up. He's only $2,800 for Peralta. So you can get like Soler for 28, Dozier for 31, and then you can pay up for Salvi and Witt if you want. Like, I wasn't going to be doing a Kansas City stack, but it's looking a little more attractive because Soler and Dozier have been hitting very, very well, and no one's paying attention to that. So it's a four, if it was a smaller slate, it'd be so much more attractive. 14-game slate, so you really don't have to get that cute, but it's very, very intriguing, to say the least. Going down to the 2K price range some more here, you're going to get tons of value. Brandon Marsh is 30 or 26 for the Angels. He's been productive since he's been called up for like three or four games now. Some other guys, as we just, Greg Allen's 24. He's not bad. Derek Hill for Detroit's 24. That's a pretty solid value because he's been very, very good stealing bags. Not a ton down here. Oh, Ben Gamel at 22 is outstanding. He continues to be way too cheap in his matchup. So Ben Gamel at 22 is probably one of the better ones. If Miles Straw starts for Houston, he's only 21 versus Colby Allard. That's a phenomenal value as well. So there are some down here, but just not a ton. As usual, recapping your pitching real quick. Yeah, Cole, Peralta, Wheeler, Geo, 9,600 and above. All great plays. I'm going Peralta above the rest to be different. I think Cole's a phenomenal play if you want to go there, but I'm going Peralta, Wheeler, Cole, Geo in that order. Molly and Miguel are tournament plays. I'm just not going to be on them. I think Montas is great at 87. Erod's one of my favorite plays, period, on the pitching of this slate. Like, he's phenomenal. I'm going to be overexposed to Erod if he struggles. My night will be over early, so I'm going Erod. And then Cobb and Kikuchi, I like his values as well. Stacks on this slate, Washington, Baltimore, you can stack them both up. It's a game stack, team a game total over 10. I prefer the Baltimore side of things, but Washington is very live, especially with Soto, Turner, Bell, and then Harrison's cheap, Escobar's cheap, Berea catching is very cheap. So you got some options there with Washington. And Baltimore, they're all cheap, but you basically have to decide if you want to pay up for Trey Boo Boo or not. Then it's Mountcastle, it's Hayes, it's Mullins and many Urias and many more. Severino's very cheap at catcher, so you get some nice value there with Baltimore. Cincinnati versus LeBlanc, I like. You got India, you got Votto, and some others in that lineup that you can definitely take advantage of. The Mets versus Steven Matz is intriguing, especially the JD Davis side of things. Don't think I'm going full stack there. JD Davis, Pete Alonso, maybe James McCann could be interesting for the Mets if you're looking for something in that game. Cleveland, Franmil Reyes, Jose Ramirez was the main two I want. It's just tough to stack Cleveland because they're so bad, but I like those two a lot. You got the Houston Astros versus Colby Allard. Love Altuve. You can mix and match others around that, but I love Altuve, period, on the slate. Kansas City, Detroit. Talked about Dozier, Soler, Witt, and Salvi. Can be quite interesting. The Detroit side of things, they're all in play. Like, you got your super value plays, then you got your popular plays. So there's a lot to like there. The Gigantes against Pittsburgh. Yaz is very affordable, but like Duggar, Dickerson, Wade's ridiculously cheap. Lots to like there in that lineup. And then the Pittsburgh side, you got your normal Lukowski, Gamble, Defoe that are super cheap if you need it. Not sure you'll need it on this slate, but you can definitely look there if you need to. And then the Dodgers are a very, very solid stack. Going up against Chichi Gonzalez, Muncy, Taylor, Turner's back, Pollock. Those are your main guys. Like Beattie batted fifth today, and he was super cheap. You got McKinstry in the outfield now. There's options there, but mainly Tucker. Tucker and company should be very, very, very well. So I like those quite a bit. Yes, Sean, I thought about you. I actually had him in one of my three lineups. He went 4 2/3 innings, so he did not go five, like we talked about. I think we're both even on that. So I don't care, rain or not, he didn't go five. No, I'm just kidding. But he was productive, over 20 fantasy points. He was very, very good. The Yankees line is atrocious, absolutely atrocious. So you were correct on that one, Sean. Very, very well done. I will give credit where credit is due, and we'll see what we got coming for you on that one. But I did have him in one of my three lineups. So as that Yankees lineup came out, and that's why I say people come in the Slack chat if you'd like. Once that Yankees lineup came out, I'm just like, oh, this is atrocious. Like, I'm going to take a chance, enjoy the savings. He wasn't 4K, though. You kept saying 4K in the chat last night. He was not 4K. So that was not the case. He was at least 53, if I remember correctly. But, yeah, he was good. Hopefully there's some more good things for everybody on Friday night, 14-game slate. If you have any questions, I'm on Twitter at BDIntric. Hit me up in the Fantasy DJ and Slack chat. It's free. I'll get you in there. Just need your email address. Also, if you can give a rate and review to the podcast, I'd much appreciate it. MLB DFS Quick Hits. For your season-long listeners, Benched with Bubba, go ahead and give a rate and review there. Episode 387 dropped on Thursday with Ryan Roof of rotowire.com. And also go check out Prize Picks. It's a great way to play DFS meets prop bets. Awesome format. Really good stuff there. Use promo code Bubba when you create your account, and you get a first-time deposit bonus up to $100. So go check that stuff out. They're giving away a lot of cool stuff as football season approaches, but we got you covered in there. I give my picks away in the Fantasy DGen Slack chat. It's really fun stuff there. But you guys have a great weekend. 14-game Friday slate for you. I'll be back with you guys on Monday to kick off another week of MLB DFS action. But for now, MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Friday, July 23rd edition in the books. I'm out.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving towards. That's because our expert agents will make you feel totally protected with the right auto coverage at the right price. You'll also save up to 23% when you bundle auto with home. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.